Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be immensely, immensely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be so grateful, the amount that we cannot even imagine. For we cannot imagine how many ni'mas and favors and gifts and rewards He has bestowed us with at this moment in time. We cannot even think, we cannot even imagine. This night, the beginning of this night, this is a very great night that has started. It is the first night. These are the first few days that will come next. The first few days of Dhul Hijjah. It is the first of Dhul Hijjah. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. This is a very, very blessed day. The days and the nights that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, that praise be to Allah, the start of this night, the first night of Dhul Hijjah, Allah is allowing us to initiate this month with His beloved deed, and He's given us the ability, He's given us the capability that in these nights, these days, we can understand them, we can utilize them, and we can utilize them in such a way that all the life sins can be eliminated. Beautiful and wonderful opportunities Allah gives to a human being in his life before death, so that the human being can open his eyes wide and he can benefit totally from Allah's mercies and Allah's blessings that Allah gives us the tawfiq to do on a regular basis. So my brothers, these 10 days, there are many, many virtues for these 10 days. Sahih al-Bukhari and in Tirmidhi, there is a hadith, and the meaning of the hadith is that in these 10 days, if an individual implements any good deed, that deed will be so big, so big, so big, that all the year long, the days of the year, if you were to do deeds, then you cannot do equivalent to that one deed in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Put the whole year to one side, and these 10 days to one side. So in these 10 days or nights, if a human being, if a person of iman does any one single deed, one deed, then with regards to thawab, reward, the amal will be so great. And that time started now, even this dhikr we are sitting in now, alhamdulillah. The dhikr we did for the rest of the year, put it to one side, but tonight's dhikr, the rest of the year cannot reach to that level. Subhanallah. This is the information Allah Ta'ala has given to us via His Habib Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What great mercy of Allah. Imagine the thawab of this one sitting. The whole year's dhikr to one side. This hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari and Tirmidhi that gives us this message. Let's go further. In Tabarani, there's a hadith. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala says that these days and nights are so beloved, so sacred and holy to Allah. Allah says, whatever amal you do in these 10 days and nights, they will be beloved to Allah, they will be sacred, those actions will be holy and very elevated and high in status. This is a hadith in Tabarani. Any deed you do in these 10 days and nights. So here, another great mercy for us via the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala has also told us what deed He likes. Yeah, there are many good deeds we could do. Brothers, we can give sadaqah, charity, read Quran, recitation, do X, Y, Z. There are stacks and stacks of different types of deeds you could do. Jannah, the doors of Jannah. Even if you say assalamu alaikum to a brother or somebody, is a good deed. If you smile and look at someone, that's a good deed. If you have intention, Allah, I'm just walking around doing nothing. Okay, let me shake his hand nicely, I'll get a good deed. So in these days and nights, if you do that amal, the rest of the year you cannot do the same. Yeah, you meet someone, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, just make intention, have niyyah, that why don't I earn a good deed? This man, he's walking past me, he's not going to shake my hand or greet me, let me extend the friendship first, inshallah, you'll get big, big time reward. So brothers, there has to be the desire and passion, we need to be greedy inside to accumulate something for the hereafter. Only then can the insan not be ashamed when he does good deeds. He doesn't hesitate, he doesn't think or ponder, he doesn't think, is he old or young? No, yar, this is a good opportunity. He's not going to say salam to me. Let me be first. He's young or old or whatever he is, I'm going to initiate the greeting. So there are many deeds that we can perform. Thousands, thousands, all year long you could do those deeds. Big, small scale, medium scale, but they cannot be equivalent to now. So Allah Ta'ala says that in these days and nights, even if you do assalamu alaikum to somebody, that deed will be so beloved and sacred and great that nothing can compare. But Allah Ta'ala says that I'll tell you the deed that I like. So tell me, how great will be that deed? That all deeds are there. They have their rewards. If Allah likes a certain deed, specific, that I like this deed, if you do it, it's your choice. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You don't say loudly, Subhanallah. So Allah told us the deed. Told us the deed that's beloved to Him. Will we do this deed, brothers? Yes, inshallah. I'm telling you the deed for these 10 days and nights. Allah, what is the deed that you held beloved? This is like one deed. It's my preference. I like it. Your choice, we do. Not my preference. Is that do my dhikr as much as possible. Stay immersed. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Allah says, I want that in these 10 days and nights you do as much dhikr as possible. Tabarani hadith. So now, the days we realize that these days are holy, great, sacred, and Allah has also told us which deed He holds the highest in His vision. The dhikr of Allah is the greatest action that in these days and nights, Allah says, the amal that I hold most dear, most beloved is what? My remembrance. Subhanallah. And how much Allah's blessing is with us. Allah has given us a halaqah as well for His dhikr, a gathering, and then we make a fuss, and then we make excuses. We don't even take a whiff of that gathering. We leave that gathering. We do the zikr on one side and we're having a chit-chat on the other side. There's a jama'ah in the morning doing zikr of Allah after Fajr until Ishraq sunrise. We're lying down on our mattresses or going out. My brothers, if we hear these hadith that we've just heard, remember that just like 30 days of Ramadan, when we saw the moon before Ramadan and we were ready for Ramadan, these days are so great. Another hadith has just come to my mind. This is a hadith in Tirmidhi. First was Bukhari, Tabarani, now Tirmidhi hadith I would like to share with you. All the kitabs are there. You can see these hadith. Tirmidhi hadith. So great are these days and nights, first 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. It stated that how much we prepared for Ramadan. When we heard Ramadan's coming, we hastened and practiced and then we became lazy. But the days have come again. Allah Ta'ala inshallah will bring Ramadan again. Allah's rahmah doesn't decrease, His fadl doesn't decrease. He wants to keep us engaged and busy and occupied because death is on our doorstep. But we are lazy. We don't realize that. So, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala stated that these days of Dhul Hijjah are so great, so wonderful. They're not small scale, they are big scale. This night, if you stay awake, like you stayed awake in Ramadan, in the last 10 days, you sought the odd nights running around looking for Laylatul Qadr. Allah says, I'm Khaliq, Malik, Owner, Creator. I've thought that in this night, whoever stays up, he will get the thawab of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Tell me. Is this not enough? How many Laylatul Qadr will you get? Allah Ta'ala said that they were hidden. These are unraveled. They're not even hidden behind the veil. Allah's unraveled them and showed them to us. So what waking up? How do we wake up? So Allah says, even if you do this minimum amount, that pray Isha Salah, so make this schedule from today. What's the schedule? That the dhikr of Allah, and do some ibadah in the night. How much ibadah should we do? Alhamdulillah, those who are habitual to pray tahajjud in the morning, that's good. If you can't get up in the morning, early, pre-dawn, then after Isha, after praying jama'ah or go home, 2 rakah, 4 rakah, with niyyah of tahajjud, pray, you'll get the thawab of tahajjud. Subhanallah. No excuse, I can't wake up, I can't do it, it's hard for me. Pray Isha. After you've prayed Isha Salah, you can stay there in the masjid or go home. 2 rakah, 4 rakah, pray. Tahajjud niyyah intention, Allah will give the whole reward of tahajjud. Pray 2 rakah. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. You get the thawab of tahajjud. How will you get tahajjud? This is the thawab of the qiyam of Laylatul Qadr. Equivalent to that, Allah will give you the reward. That separate reward you'll get, and you also get the reward for tahajjud. So is there any guarantee of life? This is an opportunity. Ramadan came when? Well, if we died after Ramadan, Allah has given us another chance. 10 Laylatul Qadrs, 10 nights, equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. And if you stand in Qiyam and pray Salah, you'll get the reward of that Laylatul Qadr. So then the day comes after the night. What beautiful opportunity. Allah says, these days aren't minor. They're not small scale. Be cautious. You have to control yourself. That's why I'm saying to you, prepare yourself mentally after tonight for these 10 days. It's not a drama. It's not a speech I'm giving to you. It's not a lecture. Be solid and alert. The days, they're not minor either. In every day, whatever action you do, every day's reward will be equivalent to 1,000 days of reward. 1,000 days. Yes? 1,000 days equivalents to the one day in the first 10 days of Dhulhijjah. And then when you get to Arafah, Yawmul Arafah, 10,000 days of reward that day. 10,000 days. Imagine, we cannot imagine this thawab in this small life. In these 10 days, a person will gather this much reward. Amazing, isn't it? Allah's great, great mercy and blessings on us. Qiyamul Layl in the night. The 1,000 days equivalent for the one day of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days of strength, energy. We don't need to take medication, alhamdulillah. Then the person says, I want to keep fast. Subhanallah, keep fast. 1 day, 3 days, 2 days, 4 days. That if you keep one fast, how much thawab? It is equivalent to fasting the whole year. 1 day of fasting. On the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, you'll get the reward of fasting the whole year. So now here's a tartib, isn't it? Methodology has come in front of us. 10 days have come. Let's gather this all up now. Let's pull it all in. Yes? How many kitabs? Tirmidhi, Tabarani, Sahih al-Bukhari. So many hadith we can read, study, gather. And these hadith, I've told you, this is reality. Reality, communication. So no book is there that doesn't tell us the fadail. The virtues of the first 10 days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. We say, no, it's not necessary. Oh, it's not, it's optional. Then you're in loss, continual loss. Maybe Allah brought us to this gathering today for this reason, with His mercy, to sit in dhikr. That Allah is saying, I want to prepare this man, each one of you, for the first 10 days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. So what we need to do is we need to say, how am I going to start this month? How do we start these 10 days and nights? How do we do this? Okay, we're starting. You have to start something, innit? You don't sort of do it in the wrong way. If you start properly, then it'll continue. Just like our pious elders, the Sahaba Ikram, when good opportunities would come. What was their sort of method and custom? What was their the way that they'd start something good? For example, we come to pray Salah. How do we initiate? We purify ourselves. We do wudu. Where are you going? I'm going to pray Salah. So I have to prepare when you go to the shop. Do you go with wudu to your business place? When you go to meet someone, do you do wudu before? No. When you come to Allah's home to do ibadah, worship. So for preparation for that, let's say stop. Wait. First become pure. Isn't it? Allah says you have to become pure first before you pray Salah. Wash your hands, rinse your mouth, put the water in your nostrils, and you take the dirt out your nostrils, out beneath your nails. So not some small thing, brothers. You're going to prostrate to Allah in His home. So you have to purify yourself and prepare yourself before you go there. Do you understand? So now that we Laylatul Qadr is going to come, we need the nights of the first 10 nights, we need the thawab of the whole year of good deeds. Allah says, wait, stop. You won't get nothing yet. You have to embark on this in a certain way. Whoever wants to do these actions, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Whoever is going to initiate this month properly, at least put your hands up so we realize that you're ready and making the proper intention. Okay, good, mashallah. So, what do we need to do now, brothers? What's the preparation? First, we need to purify ourselves. Step number one. Because all of the rewards that are going to come, they're spiritual ibadat that we're going to do in these 10 days and nights. The first we need to do is we need to, batani-wise, spiritually, inner self, our internal self, we need to clean it. We need to wash it. We need to do internal wudu, internal ablution, that we need to earn masses of rewards in these 10 days and nights. So how do we purify ourselves internally, the batin? Internally, which with the ghusl, what water or cleaning agent shall we use to clean ourselves, purify ourselves? Very easy, you don't need water, you don't need no cloth, subhanallah. Whoever wants to be purified, what should he do? They go to the prayer, to Allah's court, go in front of Allah, say, Allah, these nights have come, the days have come, I've heard what you've said, I want to attain the rewards, I want to become pure. Allah says, if you want to be pure, then do one action. What is that? Just do this, that Allah, please forgive all of my sins, subhanallah. Allah, please forgive my sins, I seek forgiveness. My Mawla, my Lord, my Creator, you're given such a great reward. It could be possible, it's possible. Rather, I've got certainty that these 10 days and nights will take me to the highest level of paradise. So I'm about to do ghusl, I'm about to wash myself. Allah, have your mercy on me. Pray 2 rakah salah nafil, do tawbah to Allah. Who is sat here that's an angel? Is anyone here who's an angel? Don't say that you're an angel. Maybe you'll sin again tomorrow. But at least prepare yourself for these 10 days and nights. Yeah? Okay? That inshallah, in these 10 days, I'm not going to sin. Allah, I want forgiveness from you. I've got bad habits. I do X, Y, Z. I've broken this person's heart. I've done this against this person. I've oppressed this person. Allah, forgive me. Allah will not look at your book of sins. Allah will be happy. Oh, my servant, you've come in Dhul Hijjah. You've come to me. Listen, today your tawbah, repentance is so beloved to me. So beloved to me that if you come on another day to do tawbah, then you wouldn't be beloved to me like you are now. So Allah Ta'ala says that tawbah, your repentance is very beloved to me. And thousands of years of tawbah cannot equate to the tawbah in these 10 days and nights, brothers. So first do tawbah. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't hesitate. So say, oh, I'm going to do tawbah Allah. No singing, music, dancing, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, sin. Stop them. Halt. Halt. Put a freeze on them. Just like in Ramadan, we put a freeze on it. Put a freeze on it now. First action. Second action that we have to do, alhamdulillah, is that according to our intention, person, for example, whatever you do, work, occupation, business, you teach, you got a career, then according to your daily life schedule, make a program. It's lazim, essential in these 10 days and nights, lazim, that every salah we need to pray in congregation. Don't even imagine, remember, that you can leave congregation. If you want to celebrate, practice these 10 days properly, don't pray at home. Outside someone, no, you run and hasten to the masjid like you did in Ramadan. Yes, we hasten to the masjid. Masjid should be full with the fadl of Allah. From Fajr to the end of the day, everyone should get up. Fajr salah in the masjid, running to the masjid, hasten to the masjid. Whatever masjid is near to you, 5 times salah ba jamaat in congregation. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. First, tawbah, repentance. And secondly, the greatest action in the eyes of Allah, not salah, but in congregation, jamaat salah. Jamaat salah. Yeah, not namaz on its own. What does Allah Ta'ala like with salah? Salah in the masjid. Oh, prayed salah. I've observed salah. No, you've not prayed salah. There's no link to Allah with that salah. That you don't pray in jama'ah. First, true tawbah, repentance. Then salah, namaz in jama'ah. Not one jama'ah should be left in these 10 days. Should we do this, brothers? Inshallah. I'm telling you the program for the 10 days. And what will we get? We cannot imagine. Praise be to Allah. 9 days will pass so quick in a flash. And on the 10th day we'll be doing sujood. Allah Ta'ala said, look how much sukoon and contentment and satisfaction you'll attain. And you'll feel so, you'll be enjoying yourself on the day of Eid because of the previous 9 days and nights. Subhanallah. So tawbah number one, after repentance, salah, namaz, we have to do it properly, completely in jama'ah. Then third, do some amal, recite Qur'an as much as you can in these 10 days and nights. These 10 days and nights, Allah's fadl, at least complete one Qur'an, 30 juz, 3 juz per day. What difference will it make? If you can't do that, okay, half a Qur'an in these 10 days. If not, a quarter Qur'an. Yes, at least recite that much. Will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. Be grateful. Don't leave the Qur'an. Keep the connection with the Qur'an, just like you did in Ramadan. Try your best to complete the Qur'an, if not half the Qur'an, if not a quarter of the Qur'an. Complete it, recitation. We must do this minimum, this Qur'an. In the 10 days, we need to read this much. So make this, put this into your schedule. After that, nawafil, voluntary, optional activities, do them. The amount of courage and determination and energy you have. And then, after that, that the third deed that Allah Ta'ala said that this deed is most preferable for me, do that if you can. What is that? What action is that? Dhikr Allah, Allah's remembrance. Allah said, isn't it, that this amal, there are many amal, but this amal is most beloved to me. In these 10 days and nights, do this amal the most. Because Allah Ta'ala says that when I call the hajis to my home, on every footsteps when they go to Arafat, don't forget me when you go to Arafat. Subhanallah, when you go to Arafat, that remember one thing, Allah says, remember me in abundance, don't forget me. When you go to Muzdalifah, then sit, but don't leave my dhikr. Allah says, do dhikr there as well. Allah is telling us this. Direct message from Allah on every maqam, step of Hajj, Allah's wound, whatever maqam, station you're at, do my dhikr. Remember me, don't forget me. La tansa, Allah says, don't forget me. So, this is Allah's fadl, His virtue, His grace, His extreme mercy, the whole week. The whole week, the halaka of zikr, they are there morning and evening. So brothers, let's make niyyah, may Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and energy and the determination and courage and drive that these 10 days, morning and evening, the zikr we do, we need to regularly sit and attend the gatherings, the majalis, and get rid of your laziness. Come Fajr, tomorrow is Jum'ah. This is the night of Jummah. Tomorrow morning is the morning of Jummah. After Fajr, there will be Dhikr. There will be Fajr Salah. After that, there will be Maraqabah. Silent Dhikr. Then 2 rakah Salah. 4 rakah Salah. Ishraq. You get the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Normal during the year, but in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, you'll get equivalent to 1,000 times multiplied. 1,000 times multiplied. ishraq, thawab, each day. Each day, 1,000 times multiplied the reward of Hajj and Umrah. It's a lottery, open lottery. Will you come, brothers? Inshallah, start from tomorrow morning. Okay, fulfill your sleep after that. Have a long sleep after that. I'm not saying do this for the rest of the year. Just for these 10 days and nights, Allah's given to us. Don't miss this in these 10 days and nights. Think, doesn't matter what happens. Just run, hasten, pray Salah and Jama'ah after Fajr. Sit down, attend a majlis. The whole majlis after that, 2 rakah or 4 rakah nafil. Pray, then go home. And relax. That's the schedule. After that, in the evening, wherever dhikr is taking place, join the gathering between Maghrib and Isha with the Fadl of Allah. And that time is very great in these days of Hajj. So a person sitting around wasting time, how much time is it between Maghrib and Isha? It's a small amount of time, isn't it? Person should sit, do the dhikr of Allah, pray Isha Salah. After that, pray Tahajjud, and then go home, and your day is complete. And your days will pass like a dream. They're not big deeds, not a hefty deeds. Allah's grace that He will take us out of this jungle and trap of nafs and shaitan. Make courage, determination and niyyah. Inshallah, Allah will make everything easy for us. Apart from that, another point that's very, an action that's very beloved to Allah, sadaqah. These are days of sadaqat, giving sadaqah. And think about the poor people. So trying these days, that something or other, take out of your wealth and give sadaqah, give some charity. These are the days of charity. Out of your wealth, take some money out in these 10 days. Due to these 10 days, Allah will give this much sadaqah. This much money I will take out. Alhamdulillah. And this is what we need to do and distribute. And the final point, which is the theme, the underlying theme. What is that? Dua. Dua. Dua as much as possible. All your issues, illness, problems, difficulties. When the days pass and you do dua with Allah's fazal, Allah will listen to your duas. So many duas specifically will be accepted in these 10 days and nights that you think, wonder, where did this come from? How did this happen? We're all in need, we're ill, we've got this and that issues. So after every amal, do dua as much as possible in the court of Allah. Allah, accept my duas. Allah, accept my duas. And remember one point, don't just do dua for yourself, for your brothers, for the people around you. When you see people in distress, first and foremost, do dua for them. Allah Ta'ala says that if you do dua for someone in absentia, you're not with that person, and you do dua, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this, that Umar, do dua for me. That if somebody does dua for another Muslim, when he's not with him, then due to that dua you do for that person, Allah will also accept your duas. Ghaib means that person's not next to you, physically not next to you, he's far from you, distant from you, do dua for him. Then if you do dua for him, and if you say to him, you do dua for me, Allah Ta'ala loves that action that you do a dua for your brethren. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq and capability to spend these 10 days and nights in a beautiful manner. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا قلنا ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا اهدنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة فقنا عذاب النار فقنا عذاب القبر فقنا عذاب الحشر فقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حيّ يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حيّ يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافع البليات اشف بلياتنا يا شافي المراد اشف مرادنا یہ خاتون پاکستان میں بہت سخت بیمار ہیں, کینسر کے مریض ہیں, ان کے لیے خاص دعا فرمائے, اللہ پاک ان پہ رحم فرمائے, اپنا کرم فرمائے, اللہ کو شفا کاملہ نصیب فرمائے. ربنا حملنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يهو منهم والأموات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله أصحابه أزواجه ذرياته أهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All right.